My name is John Fitzgerald Byers. I was named after our 35th president. And I keep having this beautiful dream. In my dream, the events of November 22nd, 1963, never happened. In it, my namesake was never assassinated. Other things are different, too, in my dream. My country is hopeful and innocent. Young again. Young in spirit. My fellow citizens trust their elected officials, never once having been betrayed by them. My government is truly of the people, by the people, for the people. All my hopes for my country, for myself, all are fulfilled. I have everything a person could want. Home and family and love. Everything that counts for anything in life, I have it. But the dream ends the same way every time. I lose it all.
Is Texas Hold'em, gentlemen.
You bring your wife?
Think I'm sitting here, I bring my wife. Dumbass, or his wife.
Because I'm the man. I say I'm playing poker, I play poker. Meanwhile, your wife is back in Plano boinking the mailman. Hey, what was your name again?
Funston. Stuart Funston. Hi.
Hey, you bring the little lady, Stuart?
I'm not married.
Smart man. Hundred.
You guys come to this every year, DEF CON?
Every year. Fold.
Wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. Out.
Yeah. So, you guys working on anything interesting these days?
Same old black ops crapola. You know what it's like.
Hey, we're doing some neat stuff with neutron bombardment. Yeah, you can cook somebody's brain in their skull, like hard boiling an egg. It's neat stuff.
Speaking of crapola, fold. Thank you.
A man of distinction.
So you in, Mr. Funston?
Yeah.
Looks like it's just you and me.
Another 200.
I'll see your 200 and raise you 1,000.
He's buying the pot stew.
Three clubs showing. Could be a flush.
1,000. And I raise you 1,000.
What stones he has.
See, you work for Conglomerate. You guys make a great AE-135 unit.
Oh, man. Don't freak.
I'm on it. AE-135. Bingo. 442 J stroke, A135 air conditioning units for B-2 bombers. Talk air conditioners.
Oh, yeah, the AE-135's a beauty. Keeps the B-2s frosty. You can practically see your breath.
How'd you get all the bugs out of it?
You know, trade secrets.
Come on, Stuart. You're among friends. Seriously, how'd you get past the delamination thing?
Delamination. Searching?
I'm sorry. I'll see your 1,000. And raise you all that you've got.
Systems test. Error rates, nothing. Stall them. And fold.
You want to know how we fix the delamination problem? We subcontracted the whole damn thing to the Japanese, then triple billed the government. Same thing we always do. Queen High Flush.
Go.
King High.
Oh.
Al, call security. Have him pick up Mr. Funston here and his partner.
Delamination. You made that up.
My advice to you, Stuart, whatever your name really is, poker is not your game.
Hey, man, you want a Thunderdome? Let's go.
$3,000. I told you to fold. It should have been me in there playing. Why does Byers get to do the undercover?
Because this ain't Woodstock.
Did we at least get some usable prints off the drink glasses?
What? Are you kidding? I had to leave them all behind. How are we going to salvage this?
We're not. This convention's a bust. 5 days and $3,000 invested, and we got bupkas to show for it.
Who was that player, anyway? The guy who made us, he wasn't wearing a convention badge.
Nobody ever said his name.
I think he's worth looking into.
CIA, open up.
Hey, Jimmy and Timmy.
Hey, where were you guys today?
Around.
Oh, yeah? Maybe snooping for some hot 411?
On the sneak tip? Maybe.
Yeah, well, maybe we were, too.
And maybe we got some.
Well, maybe we did, too.
Ah, we got bupkis. Bunch of tight-lipped defense contractors.
Yeah, I'm gonna go way out on a limb here and say, it's the T-shirt.
Yeah, maybe both of you could wear one that says I'm with Stupid. You just don't get it, man. This says that I'm on to them. This says that I comprehend the military-industrial power dynamic. That's what this whole thing is about. Wetworks. Political assassination. That's their theme for this year.
Where did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Like I'm gonna reveal my sources. Suffice it to say, there's some big new stealth assassination technology that's supposed to be unveiled here. And I will be there. Front row.
In the meantime, we're hitting the restaurant.
Yeah, all-you-can-eat lobster buffet.
Free floor show. Plenty of boobage. You guys down?
You go ahead.
I'll catch up. You're one hell of a set, Zach Byers.
Lay off about the poker game.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. You're the one who pushes the hardest for us to come to these conventions. And then you get all squirrely once we get here. You're still looking for her, aren't you? Suzanne Wodeski.
We met her at a convention.
10 years ago, in Baltimore. And we both know what happened to her. Most likely she's dead.
No. She was a brilliant scientist, too important to the government.
Buddy, either way, I know we're both hoping she's in a better place than Las Vegas. Come on. All you can eat lobster.
one.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
Oh, buyers, check this out. I'm feeling lucky.
Scully.
Hey, Scully. It's me.
Mulder, what time is it?
2:34 a.m. Listen, Scully, I need you on the next flight to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? Why?
It's the lone gunman. They're on to something big.
What exactly?
It's really important. Trust me.
Yeah, I trust you, Mulder. It's the Three Stooges I'm not so sure about.
Look, I can't talk over an unsecured line. Please just get here. It's an emergency.
Okay.
What if she calls him back?
I trapped her cell number. If she calls him, it rings here.
She's gonna kick our ass. What do you need Scully for, anyway?
We're up against agents of the government. We need our own government agent.
And that would be Mulder? What do you want, just Scully?
Mulder's too high profile. He's virtually a household name to the Black Ops who kidnapped Suzanne in Baltimore.
Myers, I've hacked into the hotel computer. Suzanne Modesky's not registered here. Are you sure you saw her? Are you absolutely, positively sure?
It was her. She's here. I've got to find her.
You got to find some ice. You need a drink.
Byers is trying to kill himself.
Stop trying to kill yourself, Byers. It's not deep enough. Come see what we got. Room 1066, registered to our mystery poker player, one Grant Ellis. New Mexico plates on his car.
Which come back listed DOD motor pool. Signed out from?
Whitestone, New Mexico.
The Advanced Army Weapons Facility. Where Suzanne worked.
Ellis's credit cards get billed directly to the administrative offices. He's looking like he's some kind of shadow government poobah.
He brainwashed her. Well, that's what they do there. The EH gas she developed. Call it psychological warfare, behavior modification, but it's all about mind control. And undoubtedly the process has been refined in the last decade. She ran from them, refused to take part in their tests, their crimes against the American people. There's no way she would choose to be working for them now. Working for that guy. Kissing him. Clearly he brainwashed her.
I know a way to find out. Where's this? Thank you.
can't get into the conference. The guard who threw me out is working the door. Let me go.
CIA, freeze.
That just keeps getting funnier. Where's your girlfriend, Timmy?
Out in the desert. There's this naked chick who'll teach you how to shoot machine guns. It costs 200 beans, though. I told him he was a putz. What's the matter, Byers? Your bestest dog die? What's up?
I'm trying to figure out how to get into the Saguaro room.
Good luck. That's the holy grail. Bug sweeps.
Casino security outside, government security inside. There's no way any of us are getting in.
I can get in there. And I will, too. When the time is right.
Doo-doo, caca, poo-poo.
Go brush your hair, Michael Bolton. There's a hole in their security. I've got it all figured out. But there's nothing worth hearing in there until tomorrow when they unveil their new assassination technology.
Again with the assassination technology.
I need to get in there, Jimmy. I need to know what's happening in there today. If you can really get in there, prove it.
Can be established. Now, if you'll take a look at the kill ratio productivity chart we've provided for you, turn to page 22 there, you'll see that we've experienced
There's your fascist chicky buyers.
First and second quarter periods of the previous year. But before we're tempted to pat ourselves on the back for this, we have to remember that these figures include the current operations in Baghdad. These operations, originally budgeted for fiscal year 97, were, if you'll refer to page 26, I believe, were effectively low.
Screwed things up, Jimmy. We had big plans for you.
Big plans. Political assassination. I was right. I was right about the whole thing.
Every good plan needs a patsy.
No!
Agent Scully.
Where's Agent Mulder? I've been trying to call him.
I think his phone's messed up.
He may be hard to reach for the next few hours. He suggested we work with you, bring you up to speed.
By all means, bring me up to speed.
Who's the injured party?
Subject's name is James Belmont. Over. This way.
Oh, man. Jimmy.
We're crossing the lobby now.
Got hit. Look, over there.
He just jumped! No warning, no nothing. He just dived right out in front of me.
Oh, God. It is Jimmy.
It's not my fault. He was just standing there, and then he just dives under the bus.
This wasn't a suicide.
You know this man? What's going on here?
Thank you.
Suzanne, do you remember me?
John, what are you doing here?
I'm here to save you.
From what?
I don't think you are yourself. I think that you've been mistreated and confused, and I'm afraid that your beliefs, your opinions are no longer your own.
As in, I've been brainwashed. I don't know what to tell you. I haven't been.
Your life may be in danger, Suzanne. A friend of mine has just been killed, murdered.
What?
And that man that you're with.
My fiancé? I'm sorry, John. I think you better go.
No, wait. 10 years ago, I saw you thrown into a car. Kidnapped right in front of me. Did that not happen? Did I just dream all of that?
It happened. But things got better.
Whoops. Sorry, buddy. That Suzanne's a popular girl.
You're absolutely sure you want to be here for this?
Oh, yeah. I'm cool. Let's just find out what killed him.
James Belmont, age 29. Visual exam reveals injuries consistent with massive trauma. Multiple rib fractures with concomitant hemorrhaging, both internal and external. His spine is fractured and partially exposed.
What if they did something to him? You know, to make him pancake himself?
Who's they?
Them.
I'll begin with the Y incision. Me the striker saw, please. It's right there on the counter. Thank you. Are you okay, Langley?
Wake up. Are you okay?
What happened?
I'm thinking that you got a little queasy and took a header. You know, blood and guts can bother some people.
Yeah, I guess.
You gonna be all right?
Sure, cutie.
So, you're done with Jimmy?
Done. How do
Scully? What killed him?
My medical opinion? Beep.
And that's all you found?
That's all I know.
What did you find out?
Autopsy was negatory. Jimmy squished himself.
And where is the scrumptious Agent Scully?
She said she had something important to do. Man, she is seriously jet-lagged. You got product already?
No, an earlier bird got the worm.
All this waiting. It's like they're keeping tabs on us, watching us.
Honey, you worry too much. The plan is still on schedule. Everything's falling into place. I've worked so long and so hard for this.
It's not her. They're making her do this somehow.
Buddy, now, I know something about the fairer sex. Trust me. You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make her drink.
She would not marry that man.
You don't know him like I do.
How'd you get in here?
One of you left this in my room. Grant Ellis saved my life. He saved the lives of thousands. I need to talk to you. Jonna, I need to try and explain everything.
Come on, let's hit the slots.
Watch your back. Matahari.
You said something about a friend being murdered.
Not that I can prove it. But I think he saw something he was not supposed to see at your conference. You may be in danger.
I am. Always. So is Grant. I've thought about this moment so many times. All the things I would say to you if I ever saw you again. And then there you were, at my door. And I... They took me 10 years ago. They did things to me. And it was like drowning every day. Underwater, struggling to breathe. And one day, a hand broke the surface, reached down and pulled me up. I wanted it to be you, John. It was Grant. He worked for them, the project. I didn't trust him, not for years. Not until I realized that he was working against them in his own way. Stalling them, sabotaging their tests. He reminded me of you.
You're just lucky I got a conscience.
How's that?
If I unleash my true kung fu on this casino, I could break the bank within a week.
Yeah. Find yourself buried under 6 feet of desert dirt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jimmy. I'm sorry about Jimmy.
Hey, Langley. The guys are all up in my room for a round of Dungeons and Dragons in honor of Jimmy.
Lord Manhammer will be in attendance. I'm going to go play a little D&D in memoriam.
That's touching, man. You don't smoke.
anybody who's got a map. I just can't decide who lights my fire.
That's it. All right, you dandies, back off. This is Special Agent Dana Scully of the FBI. If you so much as touch her, you may be committing a federal offense.
Come on. You could have been stardust.
Maybe next time.
Hope you brought your wallet, my friend, just because this is a memorial game. What's this?
Oh, we have got a game for you.
Trust me. This is gonna work.
You didn't tape this?
No.
Which means they surveilled us. They know our plans and know everything.
What is your plan?
To escape. This conference was our chance to slip out on the last day. Go public with our files, all our weapons research. We could finally make it happen this time. We gathered up enough proof. The public is ready to believe now more than ever. They know everything. They'll kill us, John. Grant and me both.
Come on, settle down.
Okay.
I found Agent Scully Golightly holding court in the bar.
I've never seen her drunk before.
God, this can't be. Please. She's not drunk. Look at this. That was made by an injector gun.
What the hell was she injected with?
It's a derivative of EH gas. AH, anoetic histamine. My latest creation. I could have developed it years ago, but I held off. I wasn't about to let those bastards I work for get their hands on it. Grant thought that if we secretly developed a small batch and then destroyed the notes, that we would have the proof we needed to go public. We'd also have a weapon we could use against them.
Who else has access to this anoetic histamine?
Grant and I are the only two people that... that have the samples. This will counteract the anoetic effect.
Hey, kitty.
Oh. Just a little prick.
Bad trip?
She'll be fine. She just needs to sleep it off.
I don't understand. Why would the government want to turn Scully into a bimbo?
That's just a potential side effect. Anoetic histamine impedes higher brain functions. It promotes suggestibility.
Mind control. Brainwashing.
That explains Jimmy. They told him to commit suicide.
And Scully. They made her forget her autopsy findings. But what is their larger purpose? What are they planning?
Well, whatever it is, we better find out fast.
Right on time. This is your weapon. All you do is pull the trigger. You will enter the Suaro room at 10.05 a.m. This badge will give you access. Take a seat toward the back and wait. At 10.15, a break will be called. Rise, approach the target, and fire three shots.
This brings us to the notion of acceptable risk. Of course, risk is defined as exposure during both utilization and post-project evaluation. Now, in a secure proving ground, i.e. a domestic engagement, we have had great success. Now, offshore utilizations can afford a more comprehensive definition of acceptable risk. Proper target appraisal can provide a risk-free trial environment. A combination of political instability and lack of efficient infrastructure can offer a target area of nearly zero risk potential.
Authorized attendees only.
I'm an FBI agent.
Authorized attendees.
Of course, risk management goes hand in hand with operational preparedness. And that happens to be our topic for the remainder of the session.
Al? Huh? I think this would be a good time to take a break, shall we?
Yeah. Let's take five, everybody. Smoke them if you got it.
We need an ambulance. A woman's been shot. She's bleeding. Hurry.
Right away.
Who did this? Who did this?
Shooter got away. Detain this man. Get him out of here.
Good work, party girl.
Suzanne?
Could we have a moment alone, please? I'll be fine.
We'll be right down the hall.
Okay.
Thanks for the tip.
Big surprise, huh? Since you programmed my friend to kill me?
No, Suzanne, it wasn't my idea.
You knew about it. You gave it to them. The AH. If I hadn't thought to check Langley, if I hadn't given him the antidote. I don't understand. Why save me? Why save my life just to take it away?
You know why.
You were done with me. You had what you wanted.
They had what they wanted. The project was over. Honest to God, it wasn't my idea.
All those years you spent gaining my trust. You pretended that you loved me. What could they possibly give you for that? What was it worth to you, Grant? What was your price? What did you get?
Life. They'd kill me.
Hello.
So sorry, Suzanne.
The county death records first, then the state tax rolls. Come on. Then the Clark County morgue lists that they misplaced the body.
Yeah, Voltaire, Commandant. Why don't you just zap me with your girlish thing there and brainwash me again?
I say do it. Then we can make him cut his hair.
You answer that?
Don't worry me. She's your little chickadee.
Hurry up. Come on.
Come on in, Matahari.
CIA. Freeze.
Let her go.
Sure.
No!
You know the best thing about killing you three? I won't have to dress like you anymore.
Oh, get him off me.
Hi, cutie.
What do you want to do with him?
Police confirm an arrest has been made. This man, Timothy Landau of Alamogordo, New Mexico, has confessed to the murders of Grant Ellis and Suzanne Medeski. Both
Hello?
Victims were government
Holder.
Employees attending
Can
a
you hear me?
In Las Vegas.
I'm at the hotel. Where are you? What do you mean, what hotel? Las Vegas. I'm in Las Vegas, aren't you? You called me. What do you mean you didn't call me? Oh, man. I am going to kick their asses.
Suzanne Medeski is dead. Every computer at every county, state, and federal office knows it. This is who you are now.
Come with me.
You'll be safer without me.
Doesn't make a difference. I told you I'm going public.
No, you're not. You've done more than enough. Leave it to us now. It's what we do.
It was meant for Grant. I want you to have it.
You know, Byers, growing old with us ain't so bad.
Oh, shut up, Langley. He really wanted to kill himself?
Got any quarters?